Corny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
YouTube catch. Computer shop owner Tarvis Carroll was tired of people stealing from his shop, so he installed video surveillance cameras in his store. One of the cameras caught two teenage thieves stealing a 2,000-euro laptop. The video showed how one of the teenagers kept watch, while the other one put the computer under his jacket. Carroll, 45, then put the CCTV footage on YouTube, with a note to get in contact if anyone recognized the pair. Within a few days, a man called Carroll gave information on the identity of the mystery teenagers. Immediately, Carroll informed the police, who arrested the two teens.
Helpful mother. I was so worried about what might happen to him that I went along to make sure he would be safe, a German woman said after admitting that she had driven her son to a jewelry shop so he could rob it. He was determined to do it, and I could not talk him out of it, so I offered to drive him there to keep an eye on him. I was worried about him, Bridget Schwammer, 39, told the court. Schwammer's son, 18-year-old Bruno, told her what he was going to do, so Schwammer went with him to a DIY store to buy some latex gloves so he wouldn't leave any fingerprints. Schwammer, a mother of three, also acted as lookout, while her son and two other men broke in and stole £25,000 worth of jewellery. The crooks were caught after they set off a silent alarm connected to the police station.
Imaginary cops. Come quick, they're going to kill me, a man told the emergency services in Wisconsin, U.S. The 33-year-old Gordon Staswin rang the police to complain that drug squad officers were chasing him. Eventually, Staswin had climbed up a tree, which was where he was when he phoned the police. When the police arrived at the scene, they found Staswin up the tree, holding onto his mobile phone, but with no sign of any drug squad officers in the vicinity. Police soon realized that the man was hallucinating. They tried to convince him to come down, but the man lost his grip and fell out. He was taken to the hospital for minor injuries and later arrested on a drugs offense.